Milton rapidly intensifies, posing major threat to Florida and potential indirect effects on the Rio Grande Valley. Texas border business. Texas border business. Hurricane Milton is quickly strengthening and is forecast to become a powerful Category 4 storm before landfall along Florida's west coast, likely near Tampa Bay, by midweek. The storm poses a significant risk of severe storm surges up to 12 feet, intense winds, and heavy rain. Florida officials have declared a state of emergency as preparations for large-scale evacuations begin. It's shaping up to be one of the most severe storms to hit central Florida since Hurricane Irma in 2017, with warnings of life-threatening conditions for coastal areas. While Milton is focused on Florida, residents in the Rio Grande Valley need to monitor its potential indirect effects. Although South Texas is not directly in the storm's path, impacts are already being felt along the coast. A high risk of dangerous rip currents and minor coastal flooding is expected along South Padre Island and Boca Chica beaches as the storm churns in the Gulf of Mexico. Isolated showers may continue for the region before conditions stabilize early in the week. However, residents should remain vigilant for any further developments that could affect weather patterns locally. Despite the indirect impacts of Hurricane Milton, the valley remains mostly dry and warm, with no major shifts in rainfall expected unless significant tropical systems develop in the coming months. Current forecasts lean towards drier conditions into the fall, although rip currents and coastal flooding remain key hazards to watch due to Milton's influence in the Gulf. It's crucial for beachgoers and those living along the coast to heed warnings and take safety precautions to avoid the risks posed by the ongoing storm.